Let us pray. May the words that dwell before us sink into the souls of all who hear and speak your truth, O God. Amen. I've thought and prayed a lot about this sermon over the last few weeks. After all, after 501 years, they've handed the keys to the Reformation kingdom to the vicar. So it feels only appropriate to find something incredibly profound to share with y'all today. As I've thought about what exactly to say, I've had a number of ideas run through my head and my heart. Should I preach on the 501 years of strong Lutheran identity? Or maybe share some of the profound and life-giving wisdom that I've collected in seminary for the last 3 years that makes me really proud to be a Lutheran? Or maybe I can share about how women in ministry are the new reformers of the church, which is entirely true. Or maybe you'd like to hear about all of these, or none of them. But instead of all of that, I've decided just to tell you the truth. And the truth is this: we are in need of an apocalypse. We need an apocalypse because an apocalypse reveals things as they really are. We need an apocalypse because we as humans, we as the church, we as the broken world desperately need to name things as they are. Because this world is a liar. A loud, agitating, looming liar. And when we name things as they are, when we shine light on false narratives, we inch closer and closer to the truth, strategically dusting away the cobwebs that mask the treasure that they cleverly hide. From the minute we wake up, before we even get out of bed, the world lies to us. Voices of dissent creep into the cracks of our doubts, the wounds of our insecurities, the pain of our broken parts. In the silent and persistent voice, the world tells us that we are not enough, that we are not good enough, that we are not kind enough, that we aren't rich enough, that we are not worthy, that we need to do and be and give more if we are to be loved. In a cruel and abrasive voice, the world tells us that women are not to be believed, that beloveds who see their gender identity in a spectrum or in a mix of finely crafted colors do not have the same value as their sisters and brothers, that it is acceptable to build walls between children and parents, and that religious violence is somehow justifiable. In a deceptive and convincing voice, the world lies to us about ourselves, but it also lies to us about others. It tells us that our neighbors who live in poverty are lazy, that our neighbors who struggle with addiction or mental health are weak and simply just refuse to get help. It tries to convince us that people who hold different political views are ignorant and illogical. These are lies from a broken and hurting world. And they are certainly not truth. But here is the truth. Jesus rewrites the narrative. Jesus pushes the lies back into the musty closet where they belong, void of light and soil where they can no longer grow. On the cross, Jesus took on the brokenness caused by the lies of the world. and in the resurrection handed over to us a new truth, a truth that gives us life, a truth that says you don't have to do anything to earn God's love, because God's love for you has and will never be about how much you do, or what you say, or how much you give, or what you look like, or what others think about you. God's love is and will always be freely given to you because you are God's child. A truth that says that every person, regardless of age or gender or orientation, nationality or skin color, are cherished and beloved. A truth that says that in all of your complexities and shades of colors, you are divinely crafted in God's image because you are first and foremost God's child. In our gospel today, Jesus addresses us saying, if you abide in me, you will know truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus says, if you know me, you will know truth. And in that truth is freedom. Freedom from the lies that meet you at the first hint of a new day. Hear this. Our vulnerable world doesn't want to believe these lies either. Because our world is inherently good. It is inherently beautiful and filled with rebirth and new life. Our world is oriented toward goodness because it is the handiwork of a creative and precise God. But our world does get caught up in the brokenness that swells in and through us and sweeps between us all. It's really not her fault. Lies have a nasty habit of taking on a life of their own. However, in the midst of these lies, we are called to be truth tellers. This is, after all, who we are as Lutherans. Luther himself risked everything because he had to tell the truth. The truth that the church did not want people to hear. A truth that there was absolutely no amount of money that could be spent to buy salvation. We are called to speak truth and reveal things for what they are. We need an apocalypse. You are the apocalypse. We are called to proclaim abundant life to our neighbors and also to ourselves. There is a standing invitation every day to seek truth. There is a standing invitation to release our brokenness and reorient ourselves toward God, who knows you and loves you and calls you child. And when we do this, when we stand up and speak truth, Jesus is speaking in and through us. Jesus is speaking in and through you. Jesus speaks truth when we as God's people know and speak and live in love for our neighbors and a world that is inherently good. And truth-telling feels a lot like the Reformation that we need today. Amen.